2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled.
These next guys are really bad.
The Silver and Black Attack. Scott and Alex cover it all as the Raiders pillage and plunder their way through year number one in Las Vegas.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. We had the NFL roundup with Jeremiah Jensen, of course, but we would be remiss if we didn't spend some time on our new local team here, the Las Vegas Raiders. I was so bummed last night, Scott, to see when the Raiders scored their touchdown in the fourth quarter that there was still a minute 42 left on the clock, or I think it was around. It had already passed the 2 minute drill. So, because all I could think was, there's no way Patrick Mahomes is not going to go down this field and win it. He does this kind of thing all the time. And then at the end of the game, and of course he went down in like five plays and they won the game. And at the end of the game, somebody said that was the first game winning, like go ahead touchdown in the final 2 minutes of an NFL game to win the game for Patrick Mahomes' career. I feel like he does this every week. But the reality is the numbers actually point out that they just win games by a lot more points every week.
Yeah, and you see so many times, like, the Raiders kind of have figured out Patrick Mahomes. And they figured it out at Kansas City.
And they really had figured him out most
of the game. And then you get into your two-minute defense, and you have such a thing, and they change everything up. You know, they go so much more conservative. They're like, don't give up the big play. And he was so good, Patrick Mahomes was, at using, like, I'm just watching him. Throws the ball down the field, out of bounds. And they're getting 8, 9, 8, 9. And they're not using any time. I mean, they're past midfield, and they've got over a minute left. And all they have to do is get like 14 more yards, so they at least at that point have the field goal to tie up the game. And when you have the ball past midfield with a minute to go in the game, you have a good probability of scoring a touchdown.
Right.
And it was just. You know, you see so often these teams, and I harp on this all the time, you know, how stupid they are in 2 minute. And you watch that, and it was so well done. And you see why this guy and this team, I mean, Andy Reid certainly understands all this very well. And it was just remarkable. But for me, it's like, why employ the same 2 minute defense that you've...
It's always been the same.
Yeah.
I'm going to run this defense, and we're barely going to be able to stop anything. I don't know if
it's
like
a prevent
not,
defense and it
it's
prevents
a bend
you
not
from
break. Yeah, it's a bend not break thing, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm always like wondering. But Travis Kelce, who by the way is the best tight end in the league and Patrick Mahomes one of his favorite targets, was so by himself on that last play that I'm going, what was blowing on this? What exactly
happened? Well, it was
happened?
A safety. They had a too high safety and one of the safeties he saw Patrick Mahomes come out of the pocket. And you have to make a decision. You know, you have to go, I'm going to go up here and make a play or I'm not. And where he was right where the touchdown was wide open. And a deep safety probably should have never been up there. And it was their second year safety, Dorian. And he just got himself out of position trying to make a play.
I've got a couple of, speaking of Andy Reid, I've got a couple of Andy Reid post-game remarks. This is one about his quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, and what he's done for the team.
When you're behind, he can make things happen. And he sees. He's got great vision. He's got guys that believe in him, around him, and work like crazy to get themselves open. And again, this is against a good football team. So our guys, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm proud of the way they handled this. This thing could have easily gone the other way. And it,
so that's what I was going to say, is that this is a huge one for them, because it does seem like the Raiders have something figured out on them. It's like John Gruden really goes to school on the Chiefs. Not that he hasn't. I think that this team has turned around so much. It bums me out. Not that they lost to the Chiefs, because they beat them earlier in the year, but because there's now a bigger gap, you know, between them and the Chiefs and the possibility of them getting to the playoffs. This Raider team already feels like a really, really, really good football team. And because they had a couple of rough weeks at the beginning of the season, that takes its toll. The benefit of having extra teams in the NFL playoffs this year, if that ends up happening, is going to be good for the team, like a team like the Raiders. The Raiders and the Chiefs could end up playing each other in the playoffs as well. That's how good
well, for,
of a
for
game
for the Raiders,
is.
Yeah, and for the Raiders right now, you know, they're hating themselves because they know
they had it.
They know they had it, and so that's a good thing to have. But the challenge you run into now is you have to look to be one of those teams that's in the a wild card. And the way it is, you know, there's what, six teams now, or, I mean, I know the regular way is six teams, but so now they're the Raiders.
They'll add another team if the NFL
right.
has some.
But the Raiders are not looking to win the division now. That game, had they won, okay, now their focus has to be on what is it going to take for us to get in the playoffs, and so they're looking at these teams like the Miami Dolphins, and you have Cleveland and Baltimore, right? And you have the Tennessee Titans, and then you have the Raiders.
You got the Colts, they got all sorts
right.
of teams.
So they're now it's kind of a scary proposition, cuz you know they could have a 10-6 season, and they might be frozen out of the playoffs because so many other teams are playing well. But the Raiders have a good schedule going into the end of the season, because they're at 10 win, or they're at 10 games, so they got 6 games left, and it's going to be a fun ride to watch them as the rest of the season goes on, and to see if they can make that next step. So they're not quite ready to be division champions, but they're fighting for a chance to be in the playoffs, and these are all new things for the Raiders,
right.
and they'll figure this out. You know, one thing that jumped out at me about all this is that Gruden and Andy Reid both had their genesis with Mike Holmgren.
Right.
So they were back, you know, they were back with the Green Bay Packers, and they were on that staff
mm-hmm.
and a part of that. And you have to imagine, man, what a great staff. You know,
yeah.
there are a lot of really,
well,
really
good
coaches.
Both
there.
Of these guys, you know, Andy Reid and John Gruden, both are like these, you know, are kind of the top of their – we talk about how NFL coaches, like, who in the league are really, really good. And Andy Reid is always there. Pete Carroll is there. I'm trying to think. But definitely John Gruden, if you've watched that I think when we watched Hard Knocks last year with them, I started to really gain more of respect for the guy. I rolled my eyes about his $100 million contract over 10 years, you know. But the guy, like, really squeezes everything out of these guys. Look, here's another bit from Andy Reid here talking about how good this game is between these two teams and how it's good for the game.
I think it's just good. It's good for the National Football League. It's the rivalry between the Raiders and the Chiefs, I think, is a great thing for football. And it's great to be a part of it. And I know that team's well coached, and I know they've got good players. And so I look forward to more future challenges like the one that they presented here the last couple times.
John Gruden knows Andy Reid, and look, the Raiders are everyone's rivalry. I mean, they are, you know, but they're only the rival when they're good. And the one bright spot from this game is really Derek Carr, and that Derek Carr did what he had to do at the end of this game. He went down and he scored a touchdown, which is hard. And had just, you know, had a great throw there to Jason Witten at the end of the game, but he's not a guy, because early on you didn't see that from him. You saw him kind of struggle late in some games, and if they're going to make that next step, he has to mature and become a better player, which I think he did, and he's done.
I like watching that there's a coach that, you know, he goes in there and it's just knock down, drag out. And they split the games this year between you know, the other team won on the other team's home turf. And it's just fun. It's just fun to see, to have him go, I really look forward to playing against these guys. They've got a great team. Most of the time you go, I'll be glad to never play those guys the rest of the season. But Andy Reid is one of those guys that goes, I know our team's probably the best team in the league right now. I like to take on teams that are a challenge. And we like to kind of crack that code a little bit. Let's take the break here. We got a two-minute drill next, wrapping things up. Hey, it's a Monday edition of KSL's Unraveled on KSL News Radio. If you missed any of it, any of our first hour, any of the second hour as well, you can download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. Download the KSL Sports app or the KSL News Radio app, and you can listen in as well. We'll be right back for more. We're going to wrap things up next on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.